So a study has just been released that actually proves the correlation between alopecia, skin acne, and congestion with the Mirena / Kylena, so IUDs. And I just can't believe that there is finally validation for us girls who have experienced this and who have been told by doctors countless times that it can't be from the Mirena. I got alopecia and experienced my first bald spot 6 weeks after getting the Mirena in. And I spoke to doctors and told doctors, and they're like, no, it can't be from the Mirena. There's no proof, blah, blah, blah. Science doesn't back it. It's less than 5% chance, as Google says. And now there is finally a study that proves the high correlation. So the study shows that the Mirena has more correlation with alopecia and the Kylena has more correlation with acne, but they both contribute and have a correlation between for both. So I've obviously got the acne and the skin congestion, which I've never, ever, ever had before. And around my period, I do get all the cystic acne up here, all in the hormonal areas. And in the last year, I have had 6 bald spots all across my head, my biggest one being about this big on the top. There's a previous video that shows that. But yeah, it's just as soon as I saw this study, like, it's a massive feeling of validation and knowing that, like, again, I've had to advocate for myself and I've trusted my gut and I know my body so much better than anybody else does, even all the medical professionals. And now there's finally a study that proves it. So my update is the Mirena is actually coming out. Yes, it is the only thing that helps my pain with the endo, but I am so ready to go back to square one, try and deal with everything and manage it through lifestyle and through a naturopath, also acupuncture and stuff. I'll touch on that later. But if you are someone who does experience alopecia or really, really bad acne and it is not your normal, please go and talk to your doctor. And if you feel like you're ready for it, get the Mirena out, because there is literally proof in the pudding now. Like, there is science to back it up. So they have to listen to us. But yeah, I just feel a massive sense. Like, I've woken up this morning like, oh my God, again, it's like when you get your first diagnosis of endo after you've been advocating for yourself for years, it's the same feeling. So, yeah, if you want the link to the study, just DM me and I'll send you through the link. It's a published journal article, but I don't know the name of it off the top of my head. But I'll DM that through to you if you want it. But have a great weekend.